Hey you, welcome back to another episode on the Pursue Your Potential podcast. In this podcast, we are going over a variety of topics to help you pursue your potential in every area of your life. I'm your host, Taylor. Today's episode is episode 48, and I want to talk to you about why you shouldn't worry about eating healthy on a vacation, or your birthday, or the holidays, or whatever is really important to you and what you're experiencing. And I'm going to give you some tips on how to do that. And I just think that this is super valuable because I hear this a lot from a lot of people. I am inspired to talk about this because I just went on a little short vacation with my husband and my son and just really have been thinking about this a lot. So we'll dive into that. Before I dive into the episode, I do want to give a quick shout out for our sponsor. Our sponsor of this podcast is First Form Supplements. This is a company that I have used their products for about 4 years now. I love their products. And not only that, but I truly love the company and the community behind the products. And that's a really big deal to me. If I can align myself with a company that has very similar missions and values as I do, then that is really important to me. And this is the first time that I've really wanted to be affiliated with a company because I do really enjoy their products. But I also really just enjoy them as a company and am proud to support them and promote them to you. So I'm going to leave a link for you in the show notes to check out their products. And I'll also leave you a few links of the products that I specifically use because no, I have not used all their products. There's actually just a handful of them that I have and I'm wanting to try more of them. But I will just let you know that the products that I have used and continue to use from them, I really do recommend, and I am frequently recommend these to my clients, friends, and family, and social media followers that ask me about it. So go check out First Form Supplements. You'll love them. Now, to dive into this episode and talk about it, this is going to be a pretty straightforward episode. If you know me, you know that I try to just really be as nice and caring as possible, but I'm also a very straightforward person. And I never mean it in a mean or rude way, but I do think that there is so much value in being able to just be like direct about what I'm trying to say. And this is one of those episodes where you need to hear this, where you need to hear it how it is. When you live a healthy lifestyle on the daily, that is what you're consistently doing. You can have these special occasions come up and not worry about anything because that's not what your life is normally like. And although I do believe that, yes, life is a celebration, life is a special occasion. Every day that we're alive is special, but we cannot use that as an excuse to treat our bodies poorly. We cannot say YOLO and drink alcohol every day in large quantities and think that we can just feel good afterwards. We can't just spend days and days and days not moving our body and then wondering why we ache so much or why we're not feeling stronger or why we don't love the way that our physique looks. We can't have a poor, unhealthy diet and then complain later about the ramifications that come with that. We just can't. And it's really, really frustrating sometimes, especially as a coach, when typically when people come to me as a coach, it's because they've been struggling on their own and they need some guidance and accountability. So I help them with that. And it's typically when they have been spending some time with these bad habits and I'm trying to help guide them to make better choices and to help build better healthy habits. So if that comes around and we're trying to make some adjustments, we're trying to make, you know, little steps in the right direction to having you be a healthier individual. And it just gets harder and harder because you're not willing to give up those poor habits that got you to where you are in the first place. That's where we have an issue. And then you want to go on vacation or you have a work trip coming up and you're not willing to make the changes that you need to continue to see weight loss or to feel better or whatever your goal is. So that's something that comes up a lot is, if you are already really struggling with a poor lifestyle or whatever that may be, you're overeating, you're drinking too much, you're not moving your body, you're super stressed out and you're not getting any sleep or whatever that may be. And then you come to me and we start making those changes, but like you keep falling back to that. It is really hard to be like, okay, well, you can go in and enjoy your weekend and just like have a free weekend. It it can't really work like that when you're on a program, when you've hired a coach. Like, there has to be some direction and accountability. However, if you are rocking it and, you know, the majority of the time you are hitting your macros and your calories and or your portions, whatever your strategy is, and you're eating your protein, you're getting your vegetables and fruits in, you're drinking your water, you're doing these things, and then you're like, okay, well, now I'm going to go on vacation, or oh, it's my birthday and I just want to celebrate and eat whatever I want, drink whatever I want, then that's amazing. And that's like a green light to just go ahead and do all that and not worry about eating healthy or knowing how much you eat or anything like that, because that's not your norm. So if you want to be someone who can enjoy the holidays coming up or in the vacations that are coming up guilt-free, because I'm not saying you should feel guilty, but you're going to end up putting that guilt on yourself. That's what we all seem to do, is when we are like, I know I should do better, but I'm not, then we start to feel guilty, right? So here comes the holidays. The best way for you to enjoy those is to understand that, like, Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas, that's only 3 days. 3 days coming up, and then like the year's over, right? And then we start a new year. But like, that's typically like the holiday season. Now you might say, well, I have work parties, I have other parties coming up that I'm going to be enjoying. Okay, then that might add on 1 to 2 to 3 more days, right? So let's say you have 6 days total. That's totally fine. And like, that's the thing, is like, if you're eating really well most of the time, you're paying attention to your energy balance most of the time, you can have those days and not feel bad about it. So just be really, really mindful of that, and just understand that you can enjoy those things and enjoy life, enjoy the good food, enjoy the special occasions when you are focused on taking care of yourself the majority of the time. It's not that one meal, it's not that one day, or even that one week that puts you into a position that you don't want to be in. It is the consistent day-to-day not taking care of yourself and not treating your body well that really makes things hard. And then your vacation comes around, your work trip comes around, something comes up, and then all of a sudden, like, you're like, well, I wish that I felt better and I could eat these things and not feel guilty about it. But like, this is your life. It's just like, now it's kind of been intensified because you're eating out probably the entire time that you're out of town. You're probably drinking more. You're probably drinking less water, like whatever it is. And then you feel extra crappy. So the way that you can enjoy those things and go on vacation and enjoy yourself is if the majority of the time you're making an effort, a really good effort to take good care of yourself. Okay. So just remember that. And I had a coach on here that I can't remember the number of the podcast. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll leave it in the show notes, but his business is called 4 Weeks to the Beach. And when I interviewed him on this podcast, I asked him what that meant, because this is really confusing to me. When he explained it, it made a lot of sense to me. He said that his goal is to teach his clients in a way and get them to a point where they're living this healthy lifestyle, and that if they're going to the beach in 4 weeks, they can shred down for 4 weeks and feel amazing and look amazing. That is a great way to do that. Like, if you can stay 4 to 8 weeks out from like where you'd like to be when that time comes around, then that would be ideal. One other thing that I want to kind of tie into this that I'm not going to dive into too much is looking at things in seasons and looking at how you can do this in like a cycle. So this is much easier said than done, but this is what I typically do. I mean, 2020 is a weird year, so I can't say that I've done it this year as much, but I know a lot of people that do this, and I do it myself, is I look at my diet in a year round format. So like, for instance, fall and winter months, I am eating a bit more. I'm focusing on strength in the gym and building muscle, and I'm using that food to help fuel that. So it really ties in well. So we got the fall and winter months where we are, you know, just typically eating more and you know, putting on a little bit of extra weight than we're used to, or, you know, like wanting to have on during summer. And so you can focus on strength and muscle because you're typically in calorie maintenance or surplus. And then spring rolls around and it's the perfect time to start shredding some of that winter weight. and you are revealing that beautiful muscle that you built over those months. And then here comes summer, and you can either continue to shred or maintain where you've got to. And then you go right back up. So you are cycling between maintenance or surplus to a deficit to maintenance to, you know, doing that. And that's a really good way to do it, because that keeps you in a great place. And then understanding that, like, you want to kind of have those limits to how much you're willing to gain, how much you're willing to be in a surplus. So if you do it that way, then you can also understand that the holidays are around that time too. So you can enjoy those a little bit more and not feel bad about it. And when you take care of yourself most of the time, let's say 80% of the time, because we love that 80-20 rule. If you're taking really good care of yourself 80% of the time, then you're going to be able to get back on track when you've had a day or two or even a week of just like snowballing into the direction that you probably don't want to be in. So you'll have the tools, you'll have the know-how to get back right on track and enjoy your time with your friends and your family. And also, if you are somebody who has been trying to lose the COVID-19 weight that many of us gained over the March to May to June, however many months that was for you. For me, it was March to May, where I gained 8 pounds, which is out of my normal. When you do that and you decide to go on a diet, you can use those occasions that are coming up as diet breaks or refeeds or both. And yes, during the dieting phase, you know, depending on how long you're doing it, you're going to want some breaks and some refeeds in there. And that will help keep you healthy, on board, and all those good things. So kind of I'm going to wrap this up and just let you know that, like, what I'm getting at, if you haven't been able to tell already, is how important it is, for many reasons, to really try your best to live an overall healthy lifestyle. Eat your protein, get your fruits and vegetables in, drink your water, get enough sleep. If you're stressed out, find ways to reduce and relieve that stress. Just really, really focus on your overall health, because there will be times when it's not as, it gets harder to be able to do those things. Things come up, occasions come up, and you can feel a little bit better about those things when you are taking good care of yourself most of the time, because it's not that one day, it's not that one meal, it's not that one week, it's not, you know, any of those things. It's what you're doing consistently over time. So if you're not in a position you want to be in, it's because you're consistently doing things that you shouldn't be doing for your body. You could be consistently under eating. You could be consistently overeating. You could be consistently not going to the gym, you know? So focus on what you can consistently do 80% of the time, and 20% of the time, you're not going to have to worry about it as much. So that's what I have for you today. I'm a really big advocate for calorie and macro counting, because I believe in having a flexible diet, unless you have a medical condition or allergies that will prevent you otherwise. So I really do think that if you can learn to get a hold of the calorie and macro approach, you can feel really good about not gaining weight over the holiday season. Because if you track it and you measure it and you manage it, you can walk out of this holiday season still feeling amazing and not worried about all the weight you're going to have to lose. So I want to thank you for listening. And hey, if it comes up at all, like you see a Facebook post, or you're talking to a friend about podcasts that you're listening to or anything like that, if you could just tell them, hey, you should check out the Pursue Your Potential podcast, that would mean a lot to me. It really would. And I just think that that's so cool. I've been tagged in some of those posts and it just really lights me up inside, because I just feel like that is a really big deal to give someone a referral like that. So if you are looking for recommendations, if anyone else is looking for recommendations and you guys are talking about it, I'd love it if you would let them know about me and this podcast. So I will talk to you again soon, and thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. Bye.